Working from home also erased some of the non-financial rewards from employment, such as rubbing shoulders with colleagues. Extended periods at home gave others a trial run at what retirement could be like. Rather than being forced to retire, older workers may have chosen to. The proportion of inactive people between 16 and 64 who claim that they would like a job fell to a record low of just over 19% in 2022. But looking for the missing workers only among those who have recently left work may be a mistake, says Tony Wilson at the Institute of Employment Studies, another think tank. Britain's problem is not that too many people are quitting, but that not enough are coming back. If the healthcare system was in better nick, some conditions may not have become chronic. Lockdowns and pandemic-era interruptions may have exacerbated mental health problems, making it harder to return to work. The aggregate numbers, too, may hide quite how many younger workers have dropped out of the labour market due to ill health. There has been much less change in the headline numbers of those aged 24 to 50 who are inactive, but there has been lots of churn under the surface. The number of people saying they cannot work because they are looking after family has fallen by 114,000. Working from home has made it easier to combine caring for others with a job. Without rising levels of ill health in this cohort, its total contribution to the labour force might have grown. Tempting more inactive workers back to the front line could alleviate some of Britain's economic problems. Rate setters at the Bank of England are concerned that a tight labour market is fueling inflationary pressure. Firms are having to fish for new employees in the much smaller pool of the unemployed. Rapid wage growth is boosting services inflation. Although few inactive workers say they are looking for a job right now, more would like to in the future. That will be a challenge. Less than a tenth of retirees ever return. Mr. Wilson says that supplying some form of employment support to help the long-term sick into work might help. At present, Britain provides very little. But rather than luring missing workers back, the economy may finally need to come up with some productivity improvements instead.